The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. While most flowering plants reward pollinators with tasty nectar, some orchids use sexual deception. They produce flowers that look or smell like female insects. Males are drawn to the sexy flowers and attempt to mate with them. In doing so, they accidentally collect pollen on their bodies, which fertilizes the next orchid they visit. From an evolutionary perspective, the sexual strategy is a bit puzzling. Sexual displays are only attractive to the males of a single species. A flower that looks like a female wasp is only going to attract male wasps, not other insects. So in appealing to sex, these orchids limit their potential pollinators, which would seem to be a reproductive disadvantage. So scientists recently observed populations of 31 orchid species with varying pollination strategies. They measured the amount of pollen that was taken from each orchid and the amount of pollen that made it to its intended destination, another orchid of the same species. They found that a higher percentage of the pollen that was taken from sexually deceptive orchids actually made it to another orchid of the same species. The orchids with multiple pollinators had more pollen taken from their flowers, but more of that pollen was lost.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.